Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, let's talk some playoffs NBA style with a guy that played multiple times in the NBA playoffs, friend of the program. He's our buddy, the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening?
How you doing?
Going all right, Walt. First of all, belated happy birthday.
Thanks, buddy.
We don't want to blow out all those candles, so we'll keep the age a secret as people want to Googleize and see what's going
forest
on.
Forest fire.
Yeah, let's,
that's what I had.
You have to take two breaths. Where's the blowtorch? Get this thing out of here. But we digress. All right, the playoffs so far, a couple of injuries going to impact series, it looks like. And we'll start with Phoenix, best record in the NBA. Devin Booker's out for 2 to 3 weeks, which means he's definitely done against the Pelicans and probably into, if they advance, the next round. What happens here for Phoenix? Who needs to step up to get by New Orleans? And I know that Ingram was brilliant in game two, but how big is this loss going to be in the short term for the Suns?
Oh, man, this is a big blow because, just like you said, the Pelicans, they're very young, they're energetic out there, they're very athletic, and the danger that's posed is that they have guys who can close, go-to guys, and Brandon Ingram and C.J. McCollum. And so they have an inside presence as well, you know, defensively. They've been playing solid. It poses a big challenge, you know. Devin Booker, he was huge in that first half, and you could see that with him on the floor, the team is absolutely a different team, especially offensively. But without him, I mean, I think that you don't look to one player. I think that everybody is probably going to tend to gravitate to CP3, but I think he'll have moments where he's dominating the game, but I don't think that he can take on that role throughout the series and, you know, just be a guy who can put up the type of numbers that Devin Booker does. So I think it's going to be a concerted effort on the team. You know, Bridges, you know, Crowder, Ayton's going to have to play better off the bench, Cam, you know, Shamet, you know, all of these guys, they're going to have to step up a little bit more than what normally they're doing, especially on the offensive end.
Now, in the East, the team that beat Phoenix in the finals last year, Milwaukee, defending champs, they lose Chris Middleton for a couple of weeks with a sprained MCL. And, you know, he's like a quiet all-star that people tend to overlook because of Giannis and Holiday's a great player in his own right. But what does this mean for Chris for Milwaukee losing Middleton? Now, how much more does Giannis have to do? And who's the guy that can probably try to replace his offensive output in that Bucks offense?
Well, I think the Bucks, they are in a different position. You just mentioned that Giannis, I mean, he's just so dominant, and he's the guy that can can elevate everyone to the next level, as well as just being able to score at will. So it's a different dynamic when you're talking about this Buck team and losing a guy like Middleton. I think that what you have here, I think Giannis is just going to be more dominant. I think Drew Holiday probably going to be a little bit more aggressive to make plays as well. But I think it just boils down to the others being able to hit open shots. When Drew and Giannis are attacking the basket and being aggressive to make plays, they're going to want a lot of attention. And so it's going to create easy spot up opportunities for the others. And so they're just going to have to make shots.
The Wizard Walt Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the NBA playoffs.
Hey, Walt, when you look at KD from the last two games, you know, what do you see? And do you think Ben Simmons, you know, can help them, you know, after being out all the time that he's been out?
Well, it's tough when you miss that many games. The NBA, especially at that level, it's a rhythm game. You know, these guys are such good defensive players. So what you're doing offensively and defensively out there, it's just about being in tune on all facets, mentally as well as in a groove physically. And when you miss that many games, you're just not there. But we've seen situations where guys miss a wealth of time and then step right in and get busy out there. So I'm not saying it can't happen, but especially the kind of game that Ben Simmons has. He's not a guy that's going to come out there and put up 30 points a game, and that's the way he's effective. You know, he's a guy that can push it on the break, create an up-tempo environment. Can see the floor like a point guard. So that's another guy who's a ball handler and a facilitator when you got a host of guys who can shoot the ball out there. And so and what he can do on the defensive end. So I think specifically the way he plays the game and how it fits into what the Nets already have, I think that he's a guy who can step right in and have a big impact right away. Because of those dynamics. So I think he would have a real impact if he's able to play. And I think his impact would be right away. The Celtics are being very physical with KD. They're showing him a lot of attention, not letting him get any easy looks at all. So everything is tough for him out there. And so they've been doing a good job collectively as a team, guys switching on him, catching him in transition. Everybody's been doing a good job of forcing him into taking tough shots. But having said that, you can't bank on KD, his performances consistently going this way. You got to feel like it's an anomaly, something that's probably not going to happen again with the way he can score the basketball. So you got to prepare that he's going to be more of the normal KD for the rest of the series.
Hey, Walt, you think that the Pelicans should add Zion?
Oh, well, you can add a superstar like that, of course. You know, he's always going to, you know, make you a better team. I don't know if he's physically ready to play yet. If a guy like Zion can be a part of this playoffs, that just takes the Pelicans to another level, another guy that you could throw the ball to and get great opportunities, great looks, not only for himself, but when he draws attention, you know, he's going to be able to create easy looks for his teammates. And what's different about him than when you talk about McCollum and B.I. is that he's a guy that works around the basket. So it's easier to double-team guys who's working on the perimeter and get back and rotate. But when you have to double a guy around the basket, then it's a little bit more difficult to rotate to the perimeter guy. So Zion has the way he plays the game, he has the ability to create even more easier dynamic for the Pelicans on the offensive end.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Walt, we let you roll. Utah down 2-1. Luka hasn't even played in the series yet. What's Quinn Snyder thinking right about now?
Oh, man, Quinn has got to be beside himself. You know, you think to yourself, when you look at that roster, you think to yourself already, you know, all they have is Luka. You know, how good can this team be? And now when you take Luka away and the way that they're playing, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they really have bought in to what Jason Kidd is doing out there. They are moving the ball, getting great looks. You have guys taking over in different moments of the game and different nights. So it's hard to key on one guy, not knowing where the damage is going to come from. And so oftentimes that's the most dangerous part of the game when you don't have a go-to guy and you don't know where it's going to come from. So that's what the Mavs have created right now. And it's been tough. You know, Brunson, you know, he's been a guy who's been able to create out there a little bit and, you know, cause some problems. But, you know, just overall as a team, they're moving the ball and they're executing, and they're playing really hard on the defensive end. They seem to be have gone to another level on the defensive end too. And so all of that works when you're losing a superstar player. You got to step up in all parts of the game, and they have done that.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, always great to talk to you. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up next week.
Absolutely, my man.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.